Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Brian.
And this is Josh.
And you are tuned into the Dotcast number 2, Blue Dot Productions weekly podcast. Last week, we talked a lot about our gaming predictions for the upcoming few years, what's coming out next, whether it be console-wise, is it going to be handheld, is folks staying on the TV, is it moving to the computer, what are we going to see for new games, are we seeing more Halo, more COD, or are we going to see more single games coming out that do really well? So if that sounds interesting to you, please go back, there'll be a link in the bottom for our first episode. Please go back and check it out. This week's probably going to be a bit of a shorter episode. Josh is going to talk about some Steam stuff. I've got an update on the Ouya, and if you don't know that, if you don't know, and you're just blind, that's just
it's not really big in the video game world. It's kind of like a small thing that Kickstarter really
found. It's going to be a $99 console set to come out early 2013. Android. It's also open source, making it way easier for game developers to get their games out into the market with way less hoops to jump through than, say, if you're trying to get something on your Xbox or Wii or PlayStation. So I see promise in that. I've got an article about 5 reasons why it's going to rock.
Can I just say something real quick?
Absolutely, you can.
Honestly, I read something where it was they only have one working prototype as of yet. So having it being, it's going to be released, what they say, March 2013. They're giving themselves a too early of a release date to have a final working product without there being any major glitches.
I agree with that. There are going to be some bugs, and I can almost guarantee within the first couple months we're going to see tons of patches. I see that coming. I just see there's going to be tons of patches coming out because, but I mean, it's a $99 console, and the idea is really cool. So here's one thing I want to talk about first is we got an email, and I won't say the guy's name because I don't know if he wants me to say his name, but we really appreciate it. He sent us an email. He's like, "Hey, I like the show. Give us your, can you, what are you planning for next time? Can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? This was cool, et cetera, et cetera." And that was really awesome. We really enjoyed that. So please, if you ever want to like say, "Hey, I wish they would talk about this topic or this topic," shoot us an email and we will get right back to you. We would absolutely love your input and for you guys to contact us, because that's really exciting, the fact that you guys are listening and enjoying what you're listening to, and then taking that time to send us information about what we can talk about next. That's really cool. So back on the Ouya, they have officially hit $5 million. That is over 5 times their original asking for on their Kickstarter, and they almost have 40,000 backers. They're at 39,000, I believe it's 600 backers right now. So they are doing fantastic, and that starts us off in the first reason why it could be a winner. Because they've already raised so much, they increased their production from the initial run of 5,000 up to 84,000. That's pretty impressive, but like Josh said, are they just going to be creating 84,000 pieces of nothing? Like,
well,
not nothing, but it's just where are we going?
That's honestly that's the question.
We
need to know, because they haven't released a set number of games that they're going to have. Yes, they said Minecraft's going to be on there.
Well,
but
that's the thing.
It's going to be the, well, it is because it's on the Android market, but it's like that watered down version.
Oh, well, is actually, it really? No. I think it's going to be the full version.
Nope. A watered down version. Like, I can get on my iPhone, my old Android phone.
Oh, that's disappointing. But actually, that's disappointing.
Well, it's not just going to be a creative mode anymore. They've added mobs. They've added the forging. You can actually forge stuff on there now.
Okay. The thing I like about the idea of Minecraft being on the Android, since it is open source, you're going to be able to bring those computer mods, BuildCraft, IndustrialCraft, Too Many Items, all those. As long as people are able to write them in Android, we might be able to see some mods.
That's the big maybe, because I think it might be hard to actually write for that.
Right. I mean, it's probably going to be a challenge, but unlike the Xbox, where the only way for us to see mods is if the actual game developers partner with the mod creators and work together to create a cross-platform. But with this, I can see the mod creators going, "Okay, I'm writing my mod for PC. I'd also like to write my mod for Android so people can play it." And since it's open source, I can easily get it out there, which I think is cool. You can, for $700, if you pledge $700 on their campaign, you get the developer's kit as well as an Ouya. And that's I'm not interested at this point in developing. I think it'd be fun to do later on, but it's
something
the
new,
the
though.
Idea that you can develop a game and only put in $700 and then just put in your own time, that's pretty cool.
Well, let's be honest, $700 is a lot of money.
Oh, sure. Oh, I'm not saying $700 isn't a lot of money. Absolutely. But it's a lot less than what it would take if you wanted to start trying to create mainstream Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo games.
Yeah.
So number two on reasons why it could be great, it's based on technology that a lot of indie developers are more familiar with. The ability to hack into the device, not necessarily calling it hacking because it's good hacking. Well, it's allowed hacking, so I'm not sure exactly if hacking is the right word.
It's more of an ethical hack.
Right, like exactly. But it allows the model to adapt and form to the customer who wants to make it. Everything from the user interface and all, everything is completely changeable as long as you can get in and play with the code, which I think is really cool. Number three is also about hackable stuff. It's always good for the... It's always good for that market. We have, in my opinion, I think we have the chance of seeing some of the earlier games, like back from the... Well, some of the earlier computer games. So back in the 80s and 90s when first computer games were coming out, when we have some of those fun side-scrollers and things like that, those weren't huge production companies. So, or huge developers. So I kind of see, like, we could be getting kind of some sort of new focusing more on the individual, which I think is cool.
Well, actually, I'd like to talk something about the mobile Minecraft, because they did state in their video that they would be having a Minecraft because it's the Android market Minecraft.
Right. Well,
but here's what...
But I read... See, I read the that Minecraft was... That I read
they got an email from Mojang that Mojang was interested.
Yeah,
that's
interested.
What I read.
That's not definite. That's just interested.
Yeah, but this is they're definitely gonna have the mobile version.
Okay,
which is the update. You now cut leaves. You can find diamonds, gold, and iron ore, and you can also smelt those various objects with the furnace. So it adds more of like the computer version to the mobile platform.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which it helps to make it seem more of a serious game than what it is currently.
Right. I just went blank. What was I going to say?
I have no
Minecraft.
Idea.
Oh, speak on that. I remember now. On the topic of Minecraft, another Xbox update just came out. I believe it's the equivalent to 1.7.3, I want to say, but don't quote me on that because I'm not positive. But I believe it's 1.7 something. But just some updates. Just add a little bit of updates. Number four was about the development kits being cheap, so I already mentioned that. And number five is since you have a cheap console and cheap development kits, we're gonna, in my opinion, I think we're gonna see a lot of free games. I was reading about an article. I can't remember where I read it, but anyways, it was about we have so many free games for the computer. You've got Team Fortress 2 and all these really popular free games. Are we ever going to see free games hit consoles? And then you just look, even games that cost $60 on an Xbox might only cost $30 on the computer through Steam or something like that. So it was actually an interesting question. Like, are we going to start seeing my phone's going off. Sorry, guys. Are we going to start seeing an increase in free console games, or is the production too expensive so it wouldn't work, or where's that going? So this is talking about there's a chance for more free games. Any other reasons, Josh, you can think of why it's going to be a winner?
I have no idea, but there was a poll that I saw from Oya, and it was what games do people want to see most? And one game people really wanted to see was Skyrim, and I think that might be... The hardware might be a little lacking to play in full HD, but who knows?
Yeah, no, I saw that. I saw that poll as well. So moving on to the five reasons why it might not be a winner. Over almost 40,000 people have said, sweet, this is awesome, I'm putting my money into this. But the issue is, getting, like, one of the big things this is allowing us to do is get smaller game developers, like we've said, into the market. But we're still going to need some sort of big games to get people to buy it in the first place. So I think it's getting the games on there, because, like with Minecraft as an example, it looks like Minecraft is confirmed, but yeah, I don't know. So that's just some interesting stuff. On the other side of the hackable coin, hackable means piratable. I mean, that's pretty simple. Yeah,
basically there's going to be a lot of pirating on that system.
Right. And then another thing is, like, what's the difference between an Ouya and a newer tablet that has an HDMI out? Because
there really isn't, because you can exactly. get Bluetooth controllers.
Exactly. So,
like, GameStop is selling tablets with Bluetooth controllers that you can hook up to your TV.
Right. So it almost kind of raises the question:
should I get a tablet or should I go with a console?
Well, yes. Also, see, I still think there's three big, well, almost four, but melding into three big divisions in gaming. You got your console gaming, your handheld gaming, your computer gaming, and then your mobile gaming. And not mobile as in your Game Boy, mobile as in on your phone, on your tablet, those games. And you could almost call console and PC the same thing, but that's kind of hard because the audiences are so different. It's actually quite interesting when you start looking into it how console players really, I mean, this is a huge generalization and I apologize, but console players usually don't play as many games on the PC, and PC gamers usually don't play many games on the console. There are a ton of PC gamers on YouTube and they don't own a console, which is interesting how you have the exact same games, but it's so divided.
Well, I find it different because I play PC and console games, but I originally started PC gamer. Well.
Yeah, same with me, but I'm just saying, like, and that's why I said it's a generalization. It's just kind of interesting.
Like, I originally started out with Counter-Strike. That was the first ever game I've ever played. And that was on the computer.
Yeah.
And I played the shit out of that game.
Yeah, I started out my first gaming experience was, it was either Pokemon or Mario. I don't know. It was on one of the old Game Boy Colors at the daycare that I went to.
Pokemon, you can't go wrong with Pokemon.
You can never go wrong with Pokemon. Although I am kind of worried where they're going. Should be interesting. I mean, the fact that they ran out of, that they couldn't think of another color to use and they have to do black and white too.
Well, no, it's kind of like a sequel though.
I know it's a sequel, but I don't know. I just think that they could have done something else.
They could combine it like they've done, like, with other games. Like, you have Diamond and Pearl and you have Platinum, which is like the combined version. They should have done gray.
Yeah.
Black and white just mixed. Gray.
I completely agree with that. And GameSpot, speaking of, like, upcoming consoles and things, GameSpot just put out a survey on what percent, well, actually not just, it was earlier this year, but we just came across it. What percent of people want different features, and then what those people expect to see, and it's quite interesting. 83% of people want to see backwards compatibility, but only 24% actually see it happening. Better graphics is pretty much straight through the same. 80% of people want it, and 74% of people expect it.
We're at 1080p, and that's perfect high definition. There's no going past that. So most games already run in 1080p.
Right.
We're probably going to see is more polygons per character.
Exactly, and we're just going to see more games going into that. Because you're right, a lot of games are in 1080p, but there are still a lot of games that aren't as well. So
yeah, they're more in a lot of them are for the Xbox are in 720p.
Right.
A lot of games for the PS3 are 1080.
Right.
Because it has
The PS3's always been a little bit better for graphics.
Yeah, it had a native HDMI port when it first came out.
Right. 50% of people want the ability to download games, 55% expect it.
I just don't want it to the new consoles become like the PSP Go, where it was straight download.
I agree with that. Only 26% want 3D compatibility, but it looks like about 42% say it's going to happen.
Well, the PS3 already has 3D capability.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, amazing 3D capability.
And only 26% want better social integration, PlayStation Network, Xbox Live, Twitter, Facebook, etc., and 46% expect to see it. So it's kind of interesting how...
I want
to
see a party system in the PS4.
That would be good. That would be a plus. It's just... me looking at these stats, kind of interesting. Like, hey, it looks like game developers aren't listening at all. Because it's like, we want this and we don't want this. And they're putting in... like, backwards compatibility. Most people don't expect it to be there. And better social integration. Most people don't want it, but it's probably gonna be there.
There better be backwards compatibility, because I have a huge PS3 library, and if I'm not able to play that on the PS4, I'm going to be mad.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's stupid that it's not backwards compatible.
Well, then, if it's backwards compatible, at the launch of the console, you have an enormous library that can be played on your new system.
Exactly, and what you're doing is you're not... the problem with when you come out with a new console, you still have... people don't stop buying the console just because it's a few years after the release.
Look at the PS2.
Exactly.
It's still one of the best-selling consoles in Japan.
Exactly. People continue to buy it because they can still get games for it. So...
I have a phone call. I'll be right back. Brian, you keep talking.
All righty. Sweet, Josh. While we're live. All right. So... Hello? Lost my train of thought. Thank you, Josh. Thanks for that. PlayStation. So... the problem with having something be shut down... Josh, close the door. I can't even hear myself talk. I'm sorry, guys. Look what he does. Look what he does to us. So the thing with backwards compatibility. You come out with a new system, and all of a sudden, you don't have backwards compatibility. So say you have PlayStation 3. You have all your PlayStation 3 games. All your PlayStation 3. PlayStation 4 comes out, and you can't run those PlayStation 3 games. So... to use the PlayStation 4, you have to buy a PlayStation 4 and then buy all the titles on the PlayStation 4. Now, say you don't have the money to purchase the next gen console, so you're going to stick with your PlayStation 3. But what happens when all of a sudden PlayStation 4 is only... what happens when games are only coming out on the newest console, which happens every single time? It always happens. Games are only coming out on the newest console. So it puts people in a situation, and honestly, things sell better if they're backwards compatible. If you put in a backwards compatible feature in the next PlayStation or the next Xbox, what you're getting is, by adding that, you can... one, someone who might not have the money right now to buy the games but can afford the console can get the console, keep playing their old games on the console, and then once they have the money to get the newer games that are coming out, get those games. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I'm kind of running out of things to say without Josh, so I'm actually going to pause it for a quick second. We will be right back. See you soon. Hey, guys, we're back, and... we're going to apologize because we're going to call this the end of the podcast. Our computer blue screened and we lost the rest of our content after Josh came back and we were recording.
So we're kind of not going to re-record that. So
because we were talking for a long time and we're kind of exhausted. So we apologize.
We'll have an extra long podcast for you guys next week.
Exactly. We'll have some good stuff for you guys next week. Please send us an email at bludotpro@gmail.com. That's bludotpro@gmail.com to give us what do you want to hear us talk about next week. We're planning on moving a little bit away from gaming because we want to cover all forms of multimedia. Music, movies, gaming, lots of different stuff. So
give us something to talk about.
Exactly. Shoot us a message.
Ask us a question. Anything.
Absolutely anything. So again, we
follow us on Twitter. I am Josh_Marquis. That's my Twitter name. Follow me. Follow me on Rooster Teeth, Superbad 6468.
I'm also on Rooster Teeth. It's Bammo Guy. I actually just kind of got into it. Well, I was more of a browser and didn't post very often. So
yeah, I occasionally post. So I think that's about it.
Anyways, we apologize, guys. We will see you next week with lots of exciting content, we promise.
Tons of it.
Thanks again for listening. Please share this with your friends. Please
share it, whatever. Whatever you want to do with it.
Exactly.
Subscribe.
Anything you want to do. All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time. Bye.